It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
.36, coffee's still warm.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it really sucks when you like something. You wouldn't know what that's like.
Dude, all you do is shut.
You hate everything. Don't tell me to shut up, dude.
Quiet.
Well, I'm thankful for you. I'll tell you that right now.
Why would you do that?
Anytime I say something nice or good or whatever, he's like...
he's been like that lately, a little bit.
Yes, a little bit, you know. You tired, buddy? You need a snack?
Not at all.
Yeah?
No, I am good.
Is your coffee warm or hot?
It's not hot.
Because I don't like it hot. I like
it's
like
warm.
Some of those, I'm afraid, like, does it stay hot like for half an hour
when
you can't touch it?
No, I don't. No. I can drink it right out of the machine.
Okay.
I don't know what the temperature of my coffee maker makes it at, but it's definitely drinkable. It's not like Dunkin' Donuts where I got to either get an ice cube in it or wait a half an hour.
Oh, I've done that many times. Put the old ice cube in the Dunkin'
Nothing
Donuts.
Nothing against Dunks. I've gotten Dunks once since I've had that coffee machine, and that was during Linda Helping Can. You know? Because I just take a cup with me when I go, and I don't have to get it anywhere.
Damn.
You know? All right, whatever. Sorry. Did a little coffee talk there. Scotty's left out of the meat. You want to talk about chocolate milk? You want to talk about chocolate milk?
I haven't had chocolate milk in a while.
Oh, you're missing it.
I know.
Solid.
Yeah.
Sorry, Laura, go ahead.
His orange juice and his chocolate milk. He used to come in here and like switch up. Now
switch it up.
He's only drinking colorful water. He's doing very good.
The orange juice is a lot of stuff.
Orange juice was bad.
I love orange juice.
Kelly, James Greenlow wanted me to send you a joke today, and I didn't see it till just recently. What do 70s porn and One Direction have in common?
Uh-oh. This could be a bad one. I don't know.
Well, the fact that he didn't say it on the air?
Right.
Gives you an idea where we're going.
No, I just saw it.
Oh, okay.
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 Harry Styles.
I like that one. It didn't work on the air.
Yeah. That's not bad at all. Not bad at all right there. Harry Styles, get it, Laura?
I got it.
Yeah. You guys, I tell you, there's so many people out there that never lived through that, by the way. That was a whole period of time most people would, you know, rather forget. Some people loved it, you know.
Hey, but every style, it was a reason it was a style. You know, people were digging it.
Kept you warm.
Well, I think people were digging it because they didn't know anything else. You know, I mean,
there's still some debate whether it's healthier for you or not.
I'm not deciding that. That's for people smarter than me. I'm just saying that, you know, people don't understand. Like, younger men or women, they hear about what you used to be or what it was like, and they're like, that's disgusting. I'm like, no, it's not. It's the human body. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just glad to be at the ball game. You
Harry Pitts, though, I think Harry Pitts was disgusting. On women.
Yeah, I never had to deal with that.
Specifically said, on women.
Men,
I'm totally, totally cool with it.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. Shave it.
Oh, I trim it.
I mean,
it.
Trim it. Like, you when know, like, I don't shave it with
trim,
a razor, but
it's
probably
not as often as I should, but when I do the full trim, I get the pits.
You just, underarm hair stinks. It stinks. It holds on to the stink. Get rid of it. Why? It's unnecessary.
It does nothing for you. You know why it's holding onto the stink so it doesn't get everywhere else? It's kind of doing its job.
Underarm hair slows me down when I'm swimming.
That's good.
Okay. You know what? This has gone right off the
top. What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Come on. I'm a long-distance swimmer. I'm a speed swimmer. You know what I mean? I swim at a speed.
You're David Schwimmer.
Yeah. 8.80 miles an hour. 0.8. Anyway. Yeah. That's so funny. All right. Well, times have changed, kids. Fashions have changed. So here we are on the cusp of the long weekend. And my goal, I have a couple of goals for the weekend, okay? One of which is we are going to hit some breweries. That we will going to carry that on, our brewery tradition. It's been a while since we've really gone out to a brewery because the schedule's been kind of crazy.
Any idea where we're heading?
Manchester. We're coming to Manchester.
Well, there's a new one in town, I heard, right?
Laura?
Oh, I know. My buddy.
Sean, isn't there one where you play games and stuff like that? They got all kinds of games and it sells out.
Oh, you just
want
to go board and brews?
Is that what it is?
Well,
is that over by the bowling alley? The old bowling alley by Gill Stadium?
That bowling alley's still there, but no.
Okay.
But they're not a brewery. They just serve beer.
Well, I don't know. There's, I heard about someplace and we were looking at that. So, no, that'll be after the Trans-Siberian
Orchestra. What is that new? Hold on.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. The other thing is I'm going to watch the movie with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. Can't remember the name, but I know it's on Netflix. It's in my list, so I'll be able to watch that. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, and it's been out for a while.
Going to get caught up on Landman. If you are not watching that show on Paramount Plus, get on it. Because I promise you, if you like rough dramas, stuff that's edgy and funny, this is it. You'll like it. Billy Bob Thornton is unbelievable in it.
To Share is where you probably want to go.
To Share?
To Share.
T-O-O?
No, T-O. T-O. To Share Brewing Company.
Okay. All
that's
right.
On Union Street.
Good
that's
enough to know. Thank you. I will log that.
And make sure that while you're there, you share.
Scotty, what's your goal? What do you got? What are you setting for goals? Must-dos before the weekend's over?
Before the weekend is over, I'm going to hold Amy off till at least Friday, yep. Christmas tree.
Oh, I thought you meant from just tackling you because she's so attractive.
She is.
She can't help it. She's just human.
Wound.
Hell, I freaking want to tackle him, yes. You know, with my mouth half the freaking time he's in here. Dumb. He's so attractive. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway. Christmas tree. We are going to get the Christmas tree the same place we did last year. And they...
Is that up in your attic?
No, that's gone. It's out. We don't have a fake tree. We got rid of it. Laura was upset with me for many years and I couldn't take it. The attitude and the sadness and the dejection when I looked at her. Wow. It's almost like disown me. So we're
don't
going live
know what
again.
What to say right now.
Yeah. We go to this place, and the guy goes out and he buys all these Christmas trees with his own money, and then he brings them back, and it's pay as you can. If you want to give $25, if that's all you can afford, you give $25, you get a nice tree. And all the money goes to the local food pantry in your town. Okay. Scotty. In your town.
In my town.
Yes. Your hometown. Not where you live.
Well, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
And I'm not giving you the name because they'll be gone before I get there. So I'll wait. I'll give you the name after I get
there. Keep it quiet.
What are your goals, Kelly? What do you got to have?
I'm doing the cooking, so it'll just be nice when all the dishes are clean and I can relax and just tackle the leftovers.
Yeah.
I have Thanksgiving, of course, like everybody, on the Thursday. But Friday, I pretty much don't eat a turkey dinner. I save it for Saturday night and then go at it again.
All right. Laura, what do you got?
This is because Labor Day to lend a helping hand for me. I work every weekend.
Yeah, right,
I usually have a gig every Saturday. So we go away no matter what after Thanksgiving. So I'm going away.
No matter what, with the weather and stuff like that?
It does not bother me.
You got a place booked? Don't say where it
is. Yep. Okay, now we go, a couple years ago we did Jay Peak, and it was a storm that happened while we were up there. Right. And getting home was a little iffy, but we go away every year. Friday morning we take off and don't come home till Sunday.
Good.
That's my plan.
Good. Excellent. Okay. All right. Just checking. Yeah. We were going to go up to camp, Dave and Joe's camp, way up there in Maine, but I have a thing I got to do on Sunday that I can't get out of, so I'm kind of stuck. You know, so I was really looking forward to doing that, but anyway. So anyway.
Old orgy.
That's a... Huh?
Nothing.
It's not an orgy. I'm judging a photo contest. Okay.
Where?
I'm judging a photo competition.
Online, or is it like at a location?
It's online, yes. It's beaverhunt.com. I'm one of the judges.
Are you photo by friend?
I'm judging photo by friend. A, B, C, and D. No, it's a camera club. I think it's the Greater Rochester Camera Club. They do a competition, and I'm going to be one of the people that they have specific things for you to look for. Could be, Kelly, like composition, leading lines, whatever, use of lines in photography, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to be judging them, which I got to be honest with you. Not a big fan.
Judging photos.
Judging art.
Afraid of it just doesn't feel right to be critical.
Yes.
So critical.
Yes. I don't. It's not my place to criticize someone else's art.
So
I mean, I try to be hopeful.
Okay. So you say that, but what's making you do?
Well, I have friends. You know, my buddy Scott's in there, and I know people in there. They're really nice, and
so Scott
a lot
of a few bucks. You give him a good rating.
I'm not getting any money, and I won't even see Scott. And no, I'm
oh,
not.
I
wouldn't do that. Matter of fact, I don't know what he's putting in, and I will not know. I don't think there's names on the pictures. I will take it seriously, and I will do what they're asking. You know, but I don't. That's the one thing I don't get. I don't want to submit anything I do for an award or anything like that, because I think awards should come from someone else. I shouldn't say, put me in for this award. I don't know. I'm weird about that. Even in this job, I'm weird about that. You know? I don't know. It's for other people if they want to give you an award. That's fine. I don't want to apply for it.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thank you. You cool with that, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing.
Nice.
Anyway, moving on. Did we hold anything for today? No, we pretty much wiped out everything. 95% of men admit to fantasizing about this. What is it?
Mm. Wait, Kelly, what are you? Is it stepsisters?
Get after it.
Stepsisters.
Yeah. Left turn. Left turn. Took a hard left.
Mine, it went dark.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is it?
Well, 95%
of men. You're killing your spouse.
Wow, that's way darker than I know.
Yeah, I said stepsisters.
Kelly
and music.
Said stepsisters. Whoa. No, that is it. 95% of men fantasize about this. Laura, come on.
Nurses.
No, threesome. Threesomes. 95% of men dream about or fantasize about threesomes.
Like, we're all disappointed.
Killing their spouse.
We're all disappointed.
Jeez,
with Laura.
Here's what I have, Laura.
Oh, okay. You have a nurse at home. You're not into that.
Of the people that have had threesomes, 80% of them said it was a one-time only thing, born mostly out of curiosity. So they just tried it once and never again. All right, I'm all cards on the table. I've never done it, right? Clearly, there's no way everybody leaves happy, and if it does happen, then it's very rare.
Yes,
because someone's not going to get taken care of, or someone's going to get jealous.
To do is watch any crime show, and they wonder if it's a love triangle.
Yeah,
all of a
exactly.
sudden, they bring in, and my favorite is the dumb guy.
Mm-hmm.
The dumb guy that goes, "Oh my god." We're bringing in another girl.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what is behind door number two on her birthday?
Mm-hmm.
She wants to bring in your best friend.
Right.
Who's got
a way bigger thing than you.
And who's going to seriously move her insides around. and you're going to be like mortified. But you know, you were all into it when it was all like, oh, we brought another girl. This is great. Oh, what's he doing here?
This is from one of our famous, our favorite websites. Remember The Chive?
Yes.
Remember that we used to watch The Chive all the time?
Yes.
Chive TV.
Stay
you know?
Calm, Chive On. Is
yeah,
that
something
was?
Like that.
Yeah.
I always loved The Chive. They had the best looking nerd girls. They had nerdy girls. They had
Gretchen's into that.
Not like dirty. They just no, really attracted women that were kind of nerdy, and they were very attractive. Anyway, they were doing a thing on threesomes, and they were talking about how some people get into a three-way thinking it's going to help their relationship. How dumb are you? How is that going to help your relationship? Because the studies show it does exactly the opposite. It does not help your relationship. I'm not saying it hasn't for everybody. But I'm saying that
most
of them don't.
Yeah, you paid more attention to Betty than you paid to me.
Threesomes work best when all parties involved feel safe and comfortable. Duh. I mean, doesn't everybody want to be safe and comfortable at all times?
I would certainly hope so.
Unless you have a thing for not being comfortable and safe, which some people have. The choking thing, I don't get
yeah,
the choking
thing. Freaks me out a little bit.
You know how many people say, I kind of like to be choked? I'm like, what are you, kidding me?
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I mean, not right before.
But isn't
death.
There some sort of when you get in that state where you're half
yes.
in and out of
yes.
it?
Yes.
That's what happened
that,
to that
I don't want to risk that.
Which one?
Michael Hutchins from INXS.
And
David Carradine.
Yeah. He's doing the old
autoerotic asphyxiation, Kelly. You get yourself close to the point and you think you can come back from it, and sometimes you can't because you waited too long.
Let's not risk
it. I am all set on that. Thank you very much.
It's so embarrassing when you get found. It's like, oh.
I know. Like, I shouldn't know that about Michael Hutchins.
I know.
Or the...
Yeah, but at the same time, it didn't need to come out either. They could have said, hey, listen, he had a heart
keep
attack.
It quiet.
But,
no, because...
You know
right.
Well, somebody sold the story and said, no, really, he was in front of the computer with his dick in his hand.
You're like, exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know what? I can't even tell you with 100% surety that that's accurate. Because people do that stuff just for money. And they say this, blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine if you died... Maybe if you just died accidentally, you know, not in doing that, and somebody said it, and that was how you remembered.
That's how you remembered. Kelly Brown. He had a friggin' cucumber in his ass.
See, I read he died by suicide.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if his was.
You may be right.
I thought INXS and David Carradine were with.
But
with
Kelly,
I heard.
I think you may be right. I don't necessarily believe that that's true. Autoerotic
asphyxiation. Because he was busted up about his relationship with Geldof's ex.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I believe that is very highly possible, and if not likely. So, but that's not what everybody thinks. Look at Scotty. I said it. He's like, yep.
Yep.
With almost no exceptions, a threesome will change your relationship with your partner. As always, communication is key. Hey, remember that time? We had a douchebag once where a guy was gifted a threesome by his girlfriend. What a loving gift.
Yeah.
And when it was her birthday, she wanted a dude.
Same. Oh, yeah, she wanted
and
the...
he said, no way, Jose. Her name wasn't Jose, but it
was. His was.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that was a touchy situation.
Jose, can you see that thing? Jesus.
Someone feeling left out is the most common complaint of a threesome. No one wants to feel alone, cold, or cast aside when they watch the other two
no
get it
on. No one
wants
to feel cold.
I'm just thankful for the break.
Purr.
I'm just going to...
Like, can you tag me out for a little bit?
I just want a break. You know what I mean? We'll tag, you jump in, you know.
What does that mean?
I'll stand in the corner, hold the string.
Maybe I'll just do some soaking.
Like on the side of the ring, they hold that string, which I never really understood. Why is that string there? On the side of the wrestling ring in the corner. So that you don't go that far away
usually,
from the corner?
Usually you're supposed to hold on to it. Okay. Back in the day, right. I think that's what it meant, is you can go as far as the string.
Mm-hmm. 22% of Canadians have had a threesome. USA, 10% of women and 18% of men. The men are lying. Hmm. Right? Now, right? You think the men are lying? The men are lying.
Men are liars so, when it comes to that.
Come on. Men lie their ass off.
Yep.
Avoiding friends is advised when you're choosing a third, unless you don't mind complicating or even losing the friendship.
Greg, what are you doing here?
Mm. Hello.
I never should have asked him to give the toast at my wedding. Hey, I'll tell you about that one time.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, so there's that. Anything else we kind of held on to? I don't want to do that. I think we're pretty much done.
I think we're done.
Like the bird in the oven. We're done.
I think I'm going to go buy a bird today.
Oh.
I got 11 and a half pounder, baby.
I thought you were talking about going to get a bird for like a pet.
No, I usually go in like the 20s, but
I used to, the old days, and I what am I doing? I get food for months.
Yeah, but I like to, like, so Sunday, even though we'll be returning from our trip, I still, it's football Sunday, so I'm going to cook. Yeah. So I got to figure out. What I do is I'll turn something turkey into something good.
Maybe some a turkey croquette.
Nope, because it's too much like Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
You got to do something that...
Something different.
Yeah, because everybody will be sick of Thanksgiving by Sunday.
Yeah, look, let me tell you something. I'm going to have turkey. I'll do it. It'll be great. And then I can't wait to have a turkey sandwich either late Thursday night, or late being like 7 o'clock, or if that's a nice honk, maybe like Friday, Saturday. On like a Hawaiian roll.
We leave Friday morning, so I won't eat turkey again until we come home.
Having older brothers and sisters, they were always like seeing people, they had the double dip. So we'd have a normal turkey meal in the day. And then mom would take some of the turkey and they'd grind it up and make like sandwiches out of it.
Sandwiches.
So good.
Oh my God, I love sandwiches.
I like sandwiches.
Scotty's the king of the sandwich.
Oh, sandwiches are awesome.
All right. Well, clearly we're out of gas. I mean, that was obvious from the moment we opened the mics. You knew it. We knew it. We're not kidding. We know it. We admit it. You know? We're not pretending to be something that we're not. You know what I mean? We've been out of here. In our heads, we've been gone. It's one of those days, you know? You're on the last day before you get a little bit of a break. You're checked out, you know?
Well, let's stop talking about it and just do it.
There you go. All right. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.